Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, real quick.
Hey, little buddy.
All right.
Okay, I'm good now.
You good?
Man, dude, I got a phlegmy throat this morning. It's pissing me off.
Yeah, I'm sure it's phlegm in there.
You bastard.
Are you good to do sports? Can you do sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Let's see if you can muscle through it. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you got something tickling your throat, wash it down with the delicious Bud Light.
That's right.
There you go.
Me and your mom and your dad joined last night.
What the what? Is that what you had to build to? I'll take it.
I guess.
I'll take it.
It's my only comeback. NFL tonight. Hey, there's some games, man. Here we go. This is kind of nice. This is good. Had like 2 months, 3 months with sports. What did we talk about the past 2-3 months?
Joey Chestnut.
I'm pretty sure.
We put down a couple horses. Yeah. I think there was something with.
Thank you, football, for coming back.
Yeah, but is it really thank you? Because it's preseason. And preseason is garbage.
Care. It is garbage, but I mean.
At least it's football, I guess.
At least it's football. It's NFL football, bro.
All right, fine. I'll give you that.
I mean, what else you got? Darts? You watching darts? That's happening.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Giants going to be in New England playing the Patriots, 7 o'clock. Also, the Titans going to be in Baltimore playing the Ravens at 7:30. All right. What do you got, Giants or Patriots?
Patriots.
I'm going to win my $10 back. I'm taking the Giants. It's a bad bet. But
Hey, Peyton's gone, man. Eli. Eli's gone.
Eli?
He's gone. He got clapped off, man. Yeah.
He got clapped off. Yeah. You're right. Titans and Ravens. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Titans.
Yeah, me too. Dang it. I'm going to take the Ravens.
You take the Ravens?
Yeah.
You want to bet on it? Double or nothing on what we're at?
Double or nothing.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm getting that money back.
You betting with money you don't have right now. This is what's crazy.
Real quick, another NFL story here real quick. Case Keenum played a prank on his fellow players to prove that no one knows him yet. Keenum was traded by the Browns to the Bills during the offseason. He did a video for his new team where he disguised himself in a bucket hat and glasses. Spoke in a fake Southern accent, tried to get his teammates to sign autographs on a football. Sure enough, every player autographed it. The video ends with Keenum approaching Josh Allen, who takes a few seconds before recognizing his fellow quarterback. Oh, what up?
You son of a, you got me.
That's kind of funny, though.
That's hilarious.
You know?
I love it.
Send me football.
Hey, I really like you guys. Send me football.
It reminds me of that part in Ace Ventura where he puts all the zits on his face and he's like asking,
"Can you shine my?" Exactly what it is. I love it. It's exactly what it is.
Did you say you had something? You had some stories, some sports stories over.
Oh, is that it? Is that all you have?
I got more, but I want to talk about the balls one.
Oh, okay, yeah. So a championship race in Colombia accidentally got a little X-rated last week. After an athlete's manhood made an appearance while he was running.
Flopping around, dude.
Italian decathlete.
Sir. Balls are showing.
Italian decathlete Alberto Nonino was going strong in the first bend with a decent chance of winning when he felt some discomfort, looked down first and bend. Saw his Johnson hanging out and exposed for all to see. Here's the best part. He just kept going, used his hands to keep his member covered. Nonino then finished last. Post-race, he expressed his displeasure about the...
Nonino. It was...
Yeah, this is a worldwide race, all right? It's a championship race, so...
Just flat. Hey, everybody knows. I mean, everybody's seen them. Yeah. Things aren't typically tied up to your body. I mean, they are flat. Well, we're talking about bad grandpa flopping around, sticking to the bench.
I'm surprised this isn't a regular occurrence, because when you see what some of these runners are wearing, their shorts are so short. Yeah. They're so short. And it's like, okay. And I'm not saying I got a big old swinging hammer, but it's like, even for me.
Yeah, I mean, if that thing, you couldn't just like tuck it in real quick. You couldn't like grab the.
Put it in the waistband like we used to do in middle school.
Yeah. Oh, the bell ring. I got to stand up and walk through the.
Brock, would you like to come give your presentation to class?
No.
All right, no.
I'm sitting here for a little bit.
Just put a book in front of it. Yeah, no, waistband.
Yeah, but you can't give a whole presentation like that. Like people are going to know. You got to do the belt trick, the waistband.
Right in there. I tell you what, though. Unfortunately, the waistband, and when it kind of it rubbed in a certain way where it kind of felt nice, you're like, oh, this isn't helping.
It's not going away.
This isn't
hey,
helping.
Nobody could see it.
No, that's right. Tucked up. Tucked up. You
know. Think about this. Hey, the pole vaulting guys, have you ever seen that? Where they go over the bar, but the bar can, you know, the pole continues to go towards them and it catches them in the
sand. Think about that sport. You got to be so focused to not only run with that big pole, get it just right, to then fling yourself over, but then you got to have the wherewithal to make sure you push that pole out of the way so you don't get straight up, you know, shish kebabbed.
Yeah. Sacked.
Ooh.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It catches it perfectly, too. You can almost get hung up on it. You know?
I actually am intrigued by the outfits that a lot of these athletes... You see what some of the women, like long jumpers or any of them have to wear? I mean, they're straight up like thong bikinis. And I'm like, is this for the sport? Is this to keep, you know, resistance down? Or is this just a bunch of pervy guys that are like, hey, no, you got to wear this. You gotta wear this.
I mean, I think it's mainly for resistance and wind, but yeah, I mean, I guess to try to spice it up.
I mean,
I feel
like bike shorts would do the same thing as a thong, but like it's still tight, right? Or am I wrong here?
The camera people. I know what you're doing.
I just feel like it's just a bunch of pervy guys that all got together. Like, all right, we're gonna tell them this is what they're gonna wear. And hey, Steve on camera, you make sure you zoom in. All right, you get a good tight shot. You get a good tight shot.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be flopping around, though.
Like sand volleyball. Wasn't there that big old hubbub recently about the sand volleyball? Like, the women were like, hey, we don't want to wear these cheeky bikini, shorts.
What, they make them wear them? I thought that was
Yeah, it's like part of the, like, they got this whole big thing. Like, there's a big old, oh, you'll be disqualified if you don't wear the regulation stuff. And the regulation
the half-thong,
stuff.
Like the half-thong yeah. bikini.
I mean, think about athletes. Think about if we made, like, a top-tier, like, NBA athletes wear something exposed. All right, you got to wear a crop top and some booty shorts, right?
You know? That's what I think about when I watch beach volleyball every time. I'm like, ah, that girl's pretty good looking. Yeah. But then after, like, couple minutes, I'm like, my God, she could kick my ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm just taking that. And usually
just
they're, like,
serious athletes that play beach volleyball.
Yeah, they're, like, 6'3", usually, just big hands.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, my God. Anyway.
Spike me down like a ball. Wham!
We don't want to get slapped by one of those
No,
ladies,
God, man. No. God,
man, pink but, mist, man.
Like I said, don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine. But, you know, I also feel like if you got to do hurdles in a thong, it might not be the easiest thing to do. Or maybe it makes you run faster because you want to just get to the end and pull that wedgie out. I don't know. As soon as I finish this race, I am get a pair of pliers, get those things out. I don't know. Anyway, next time you watch a championship race, watch out for dongers.
Was it live?
Yeah, it was live. It was like worldwide coverage. You know, the funny thing is, his penis finished second to last. He finished last.
It was behind him like a windsock. Oh, his full body didn't get across.
Just beat him by a tip. What?
It drug him down, if you know what I mean.
Anyway. All right, that's all I got.
Ragging on the ground behind him.
That's all I got. Just a donger out in a race.
Well, thanks for that. That's what I wanted to get to.
Good. So, good.
Next hour, I got more pro football for you. So,
and I got a story about a guy's balls hanging out. So, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Good morning. Hey, creeping everyone out. Knock it off. Put your pants back
on. You know, I was watching on YouTube last night.
What?
Actually, no, let's get into sports. I'm going to use this for sports just for because it is a sport.
It's a sport, really? Okay, well, let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other great Bud products so you're never thirsty. Go, Hunter. I'm excited now to hear what you were
watching. So I saw a Reddit post, and it was a question on Ask Reddit was... what sport, no matter what and how ridiculous the athlete can be in it, you can never take serious? And the number one answer was speed walking. And it got me thinking. So I was YouTube speed walking
last
night. It's
ridiculous.
And got the 101 on why it's a thing people are fully, like, this is a serious, it's an Olympic sport, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you know what the rules of it is, right?
So
you always have to have a foot on the ground.
Oh.
So that's what that's why they do, like, the weird, they look like an alien,
shoulders,
you know,
hip,
like they're moving
hip,
the
shoulders,
hips.
Shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips,
shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips. It's because you always have to have a foot on the ground. So that's why so when you run, you kind of jump, you know what I'm saying? There's a point when you even jog that both feet are off the ground.
I love it when they start walking too fast or they break the rules so they have to pull off and wait. Did you ever see that? Like, there's like you have to, like, you get flagged. You got guys watching, like, hey, you were over here.
Yeah, and
you have
to wait. That's another thing, Lynn. You get flagged three times. You're out.
You're out.
Done.
Yeah.
Speed walk your ass out of here.
Yeah.
It's a serious sport. You got flagged three times. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you have to literally, like, go over to the side and wait, and then you can get back in.
It's just the goofiest looking thing I have ever seen in my entire life. So why it's goofy too is how you get faster is longer strides. So that's kind of why you got the little wiggle going. And here's another thing is they're going, like, some of them are like 12 miles and some of them are like 30. Shoulders, hips, shoulders,
hips, shoulders,
30 miles.
Hey, slow down. Right. Shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips. The closest thing I get to power walking is when I'm in the grocery store or shopping, and there's that person that's walking just not quite fast enough, so you almost have to increase your walking speed to get around them. So you draft them, and you get around them, and then you can resume your normal speed because it's just like going 1 mile an hour faster than the person. Yeah. So you got to go then like 5 miles an hour faster to get in front of them, and then you can get back to your 1 mile an hour, and then it's okay. But it's that when you're going around them, you got shoulders,
now, Brock,
hip, shoulders, hip.
Imagine that aisle being 30 miles long.
And, like, what gets someone into power walking, right? Like, what kid, all right, is, like, growing up?
You know
up
what's
going,
wild?
I want to be a power walker.
So there was a post on a guy who was a professional power walker.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
He was a professional power speed walker, whatever they call him. And he couldn't, he got injured. He got a speed walking injury.
What is that, a blister on your heel? And then,
here's the thing, though, is so he can still walk and he can run. He can sprint, but he can't speed walk. Now think about that.
Wait. So he can still compete?
No. This is physical.
Oh,
he physically cannot speed walk because he got injured while speed walking.
Well, that can't be.
So he can't speed walk, but he can full out sprint. He can run, he can jog, he can walk, but he can't speed walk.
Well, when you watch it, there's no way the body, like, our body isn't made to move that way.
Like that.
Right?
It's weird. You look like your legs are going to break.
Shoulder
and here's
hips,
another thing
hips,
in speed walking.
Hips.
You have to straighten out the front leg.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have like a straight.
I think that's a rule. You have to, it has to go completely straight.
I'm sorry. I'm watching videos of people speed.
It's just the goofiest. Come on.
Like, you can't be doing that and thinking, like, oh, yeah.
Don't broadcast that. Like don't let anybody know that that's a, I don't know. It's just the goofiest looking thing.
I'm crushing it right now.
And if you're a speed walker, I mean, you have to know that, right?
I don't know. Maybe
like, this shouldn't be offensive to you.
Like, no,
I realize
I look ridiculous, but hey, you know, the ladies love it. The speed walking groupies make it worth it.
You know,
make
good money doing it. I've got medals.
Hey, slow down. Sorry, shoulders, hips, shoulders, hips. Sorry, I'm watching the Rio replay men's 20-kilometer race walk.
You know what speed walking is? This is a perfect analogy. Kid running around the pool. Hey, slow down. He's still trying to get to the water slide first. He gets that stride going.
I knew from the moment I got yelled at the pool that I was going to be an Olympic speedwalker.
That kid's going to be a hell of a speedwalker.
That kid is just hauling ass. He is just hauling
ass. Slow down!
Ass. Hey! That's actually, you know, that's what they should do. They should make it around a pool. All right? They should make it around.
It would look more normal.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
They're just, you know, they can't run around the pool.
You have them holding a Choco Taco. One of those Flintstone pops.
Yeah, one of those sandwiches that have chips in it.
Yeah, you know? Like I just want like that. It just there's no way that's good for the body. You cannot tell me that is like. And I love too that they got like sunglasses on, like they got sport glasses on. You don't want to get anything in the eye while you're speed walking.
Oh man,
get out of here, man.
Yeah, you see some of them at the end of the 30-mile race though. You can tell those legs are just jello.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we had to take a corner. Now we're going back the same way we came. Jesus. I like the two. They got the guy in the motorcycle fly. He's probably bored out of his mind.
Yeah. Can I put it in second gear? Come on. Let's go.
Hey.
That's all. That was pretty.
Yeah, that's
I
good.
Forgot I watched that YouTube video last night.
So. You must have been bored yesterday. You're sitting there watching speed walking videos.
Very bored. Anyway. Did you want to do your card story or what?
Yeah. If you don't have any more riveting speed walking stories,
nope.
I saw this again, and you and I have always just been baffled by the price of some of these sports memorabilia. The famous T206 Honus Wagner baseball card from 1902 has sold for a record $7.25 million.
How?
The guy who sold it made a tidy profit. He bought it a year ago for $6.5 million. The same card broke memorabilia records in 1995 when hockey star Wayne Gretzky sold it to Walmart. If I was Wayne Gretzky, I'd be pissed. He sold it in 1995 for $500,000.
Ah,
and Wayne. now it just sold for $7.25 million.
What? Who are these people? I want to talk to one of the guy who bought it.
Yeah,
like just give me something.
Well, right, the bottom's got to
explain yourself.
It's
like, there's got to be something in your head at one point. Where you're like, man. I mean, $7 million?
Well, with anything, the bottom's got to fall out at some point on this, right? And I'm sure it'll never be worth, you know, like less than $1 million. But still, though, right? At some point, there's got to be a ceiling that these things are going to hit.
I don't think so. I think it keeps going up.
Really?
God. I think it does. I don't think they come down, especially something with that kind of value. It's definitely not going to come down.
I'm going to be honest with you, right? It's funny because you read stories like this, and Kiki, I don't know what happened to all my old baseball cards. They're gone, football cards, whatever, they're gone. Kiki still has a ton of old baseball cards, basketball cards that she had when she was younger.
Start flipping through those things.
And here's the thing. We've looked up some, and we found a couple, but I am yet to bring it to, like, a place because I feel like... Like, oh, there's got to be something in there that's worth, like, a lot. We just haven't found it yet, right? Like,
yeah, you're right.
I know there's not. Like, there's nothing in there that's worth that much. I think the most expensive one was, like, a Jordan card she had, and it was, like, $10, which, like, holy.
Anytime you see that Michael Jordan card.
Yeah, you're like, oh, is this one of those rare rookie ones?
You know what the easiest way to do it? Google image and just take a picture of each one. Boom, and it pops it right up, and somebody has already had one and sold one. It shows it right away.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah. It sounds like I'm going to have to waste a Sunday afternoon taking photos of these cards that aren't worth anything.
It's kind of fun, though. It's kind of like, you know,
God, you gambling remember, a little bit. You remember being a kid and having all the, like, the paper catalogs that had the cards the values of everything? You flip through and you'd have to find the cards. This one's worth 75 cents. And you'd have to update it. You'd have to keep getting new ones every year because they would change. Yeah.
So there's a guy on YouTube who opens up, like, cards from the early 90s, 80s, you know, cards from back that are unopened hopes to finding, like, Jordan rookie card, and he finds it.
He pays, like, a ridiculous amount for unopened, just taking it.
Exactly.
And when I say that, because he's taking a chance. Now, if that card is in there, he's going to make an insane profit. But if not, he spent, what, like, $5,000 on a pack of unopened
cards? And I like how he
cards.
Does it. He shows you first. He shows the camera first and then looks at it, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't look at the cards. He shows the camera and then in his reaction when because you see the Jordan card first, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
You know, I mean, it's risky, but if you get it, you know.
Yeah. There you go. It's gambling.
Yeah. Clickety clack.
Good story. I don't like that story. Yeah. There you go. We went way too long in sports. There you go.
No such thing. Not when there's power walking involved, okay?
Yeah, right.
Shoulders, hips. Hey! Slow down! All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.